Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. David Lee on December 5th, 1979, in Los Angeles, Chinatown, by Sue Ellen Chan. Mr. Lee, would you please tell me a little bit about your parents, where they came from?
Our family originally come from Zhongshan, Guangdong Zhongshan Xiaqi. That's our original province. And originally, is my grandfather came over way back in the early 1860, 1870, somewhere around there, as far as I could track on it. And after the gold rush and railroads, end up at somehow that he end up in Los Angeles.
When approximately?
Approximately around, maybe around about 1870 or 1872, somewhere around there. So he started a little business between me and his brother, I think, as a getter. And a little small place, like abandoned, right on the sidewalk and so forth. And then,
originally in Los Angeles,
near the market. At that time, the market is mostly the Chinese at that time in Los Angeles is as a farmer. After they finished the railroad and gold mining thing, they went farming, and they were very good with their hands and people. So they have a grand market at I think way at where the old Union Station is, near Santa Fe and the Pacific Railroad Station. I think that's where they found it. Santa Fe Street, 4, 5, 6 in Santa Fe, somewhere around the neighborhood, that's some time ago. And after that, I think the time they moved up to the Chinatown, where is Alameda and Masiso Street. And Masiso and Upper Plaza, that's where they were. And
that was the restaurant too?
That was the restaurant.
It's a bigger size.
It's a bigger size, and it's on the second floor. Doing a mostly Chinese restaurant at that time is on the second floor is because the rent is cheaper, so they could afford it on a little bit more, so they all end up on the second floor, most of Chinese restaurants, not the ground floor.
What's the ground floor?
Ground floor they're probably using for grocery store or the herb store or certain kind of main business they could afford, or even going to gambling or something. So which they don't do on the second floor. That's quite interesting. A lot of people, I think. Before, I would say, before World War II, you go to it mostly restaurant, you go on the second floor. Not that they like second floor, because the rent is cheaper.
What's the restaurant name then?
At that time, the name was Man Zhen Lao. And since then, and after that, my grandfather brought my father over when he was 18 years old. And then after, when he reached the age of 20, he sent him back. Get married with my mother, and then they have one child left in China for the grandmother to take care and keep her company, and then my mother was over here. So from there, history is making, and thus our family was born here. So the rest of my sister, my brother, all my brothers, so we have five brothers. And two sisters.
May I ask when did your father came when he was 18 years old?
Let's see, if I could wind back on that thing, I think my father either come before World War One before World War One. I would say 1909 or 1908 probably. That time, my father.
And your grandmother never.
My grandmother.
Came here.
My grandmother came here before, she was over here, I think in 1941, I guess. And then she went back to China after war, 1946 and 1947 she went back to China.
But before that, only your grandfather came here and
oh,
do
yeah.
the business and
yeah, that's right.
And how many?
See, no, the old day, the Chinese people at that time, they are not allowed the female come over here. They make it very difficult here because the less female down there, the less chance they have children over here. So they keep the birth rate pretty damn low at that time. And then if you look back at it, I often wonder how come the female were not allowed over here, because that's the background of the whole damn thing is that the last female, the last chance you have children here, so it's less complications. That's what was established back then. Mm-hmm.
So how many children did your grandfather?
My grandfather, is all he had was my father.
Oh.
One, yeah. In fact, my grandfather went and got married, and after my father was born, he wasn't around until he sent for him. So he don't even know his son until his son arrived in America.
I see.
So
actually, your grandfather came here first and then went back and get married and then come back again. So your father came here, and what did he do?
A restaurant business.
Joined your grandfather?
Joined my grandfather. At that time, the Chinese doesn't have too many businesses to go into because financially they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth, all they could afford to go into, go in a restaurant, four table and a stove, and that's about four walls, barely anything.
Mm-hmm.
And second business they go into is maybe grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And third thing, they go into laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth thing, they go into gambling. So that's the fourth business they have.
I see.
So called 四大官, 餐官, 衣裳官, 赌官.
I see. So, may I ask about yourself? When were you born and where were you?
I'm number six in a family.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 1920.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I don't think that when I was born, there's no such thing as going to the hospital. We were born at home.
Mm-hmm.
What they so call it?
Midwife.
Midwife, and I came to deliver. We were born at
Chinese midwife or
no,
American?
No, it's American at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you usually have a few sambo,
mm-hmm.
To help out. And that's what I think my mother had the most difficulty time once my brother was born. They were twins. So she went to awful at that time because to a strange country. Remember? So, but yet we have a lot of, at that time we have some friends and old friends and I think. They were pretty close-knitted somehow, that they helping each other at that time, in the early part.
Mm-hmm. So where were you born in the...
Right, we were born where the Union Station is.
Mm-hmm.
They used to, in fact, where I born is right next to the stables.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a stables, all the grocery and so forth. Yeah. They used a horse buggy and a wagon at them, and then put their grocery and then go to district to sell. And that's where it began, where the stables are.
Mm-hmm.
That's back to the early part of the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the early Chinatown?
Oh, yes,
area?
I remember. I remember very well that that time we don't have any, we have mud street. The street is mud, sidewalk. What sidewalk we have is very little in that time. And by 1929, 30, then where the restaurant is, and then they finally paved it with tars, and that's as far as I back that.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
I see. And how about the family? They live in residential
No. Well, at that time, then there's only a few places you could live, where we are. We're so called, we have a bo wang lao. That's an apartment house. It's actually a rooming house, but we have apartment house and we have a corner of the apartment. So our whole family lived there, and downstairs is the stores, shoemakers and things like that down there, that I can recall.
And
yeah.
You have your own apartment at that time?
A family have it.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment room also consists of all the workers there also from the restaurant. So we always have a lot of people at the we call it our home, but it's actually apartments.
Mm-hmm. approximately how many people working in the restaurant and also living?
I would say another 5 or 6, uh-huh. And plus the family.
Oh, they all have family, or most
no,
of them?
No, most of them are singles.
Most of them are singles. And they came over and they never get married, or they left the wife?
Yeah, but they didn't get married, they left the wife in China.
What the other apartments look like? You know, more people?
No, the other apartment is, I could recall a few of them apartment. It's actually a rooming house. And in fact, they don't even have electrical at that time. They're using gas light. And on top of the ceiling, they have 2 gas fuses on that thing, and then burn it a real light. Mm-hmm. That's only light we have. Mm-hmm. Until later on, then they put electrical in that thing.
So. Mm-hmm. I see. So, when you were young, you speak Chinese or
well,
English?
At home at that time, that's all we speak for Chinese with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, our generation, we only until we go to the school, and then we learn the English.
And when you come home, do you speak English with your?
No, we speak Chinese.
How about mom, the brothers and sisters?
We all speak Chinese at home.
Chinese.
Yeah, so therefore we still have the Chinese accent.
Mm-hmm.
So-called, I call it Chinatown. Chinatown English, so some people have an awful time to understand my language, but they get used to it.
Where did you go to school, in Chinatown?
No, well, let's see, I went to California Street School, where the Board of Education is now. We used to climb up the hill there, or either walk up the step about, 120 steps or something like that, to climb up there. And after that, we went to Central Junior High School, it's right next to it. And then after that, I went to Lincoln High School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the meantime, I was interrupted at a certain time. Then when I was 11 years old, I went back to China with my father.
Mm-hmm.
And their policy is that they usually send one of the children back to native China so they could learn the custom.
Mm-hmm.
In case the deportation, the family, everybody, at least some people familiar. The village and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, the Chinese are still not allowed to buy lands or properties or whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
So they never know what they happen, because my grandfathers have a taste of it, thing, so they're always insecure. Then tell my mother, when a certain time the kids are a certain age, send one back there so they at least something happened that they have the roots to go back to. And I was, seems to be the naughty ones, the family, so I was elected. So.
Oh. How many years were you there?
I went back there almost 7 years.
Oh.
I stayed at Camp Town. I went to the private school at Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, of all the brothers, I think I'm more Chinified than any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you stay with your grandparents?
No, we went to the boarding. Yeah, we stayed with grandparents, but during vacation time, the part time, we went to the boarding school.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, like at school here in Los Angeles, were there many Chinese students?
I won't say there's a lot, no, they're not. At that time in Los Angeles, I wouldn't say we were. The early part, during my parents' day, I would say they're claiming they have about 700-800 people here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe through the time when I grown up in Los Angeles, in the 1930s, maybe we have less than 5,000
mm-hmm.
somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of the other thing that I would say, the increases start after in 1960. I think that we have a censure of our own people around. We have about 25,000
mm-hmm.
in 1960. Because
mm-hmm.
as of today, we have over 120.
Mm-hmm.
As I
grow fast.
Yes, we have quite a change going on.
Mm-hmm. And may I ask, where have you lived in this area or?
Oh yes, we never have lived out to Chinatown until late. I think once. First we used to live where the Union Station is, and after that, when they tear down the Chinatown to build a Union Station, so we have to move out. So we come up to this new Chinatown, 900 block North Broadway.
When was that?
That was back in 1937, 38.
Mm-hmm. And right away you have this restaurant.
Yeah, well, we move up. We originally have a restaurant now in the old town, so when we move up over here, that's a long story.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one person His name was Herbert Lapkin. He was a Santa Fe realty man, and he felt that he's one of those wonderful person. He felt that the Chinese always been kicking around somehow. He said it's not very fair to drag them out when they have the roots in this section of town when they built. So what they do is they bought this property on North Broadway, so we could able to move up here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the time they bought this property is around about 25 cents or 20 cents per square foot. And then after we built a thing, and then after a year, then we pay them back, so we end up with each part of the Chinatown, each individual own. We own our section over here, and next door own their own properties and so forth.
How many years that takes to pay off the...
Gee, at that time, we won't be able to pay off that thing. I think it's after World War II before we're able to pay off the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's going to be quite some time, about 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm. When was the Manzanlao started, the first year?
Well, as far as I know, we learned about it. Our restaurant is close to almost 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that way back, 1872, 18, somewhere around that moment. You know, so
mm-hmm.
way back. At the old Chinatown with the Union Station. So.
Mm-hmm. I see. So then you move in Chinatown, and then you have
we
the restaurant here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we moved here.
In the family then?
In our family, our family business moved over here in 1930. I think we started in 1938 over here when I was still going to high school.
Mm-hmm. And then you
and
live?
And then in the meantime we purchased a house in 1315 North Broadway. I think for $2,000, I think we bought a house for $2,000.
Uh-huh. At that
so
time,
our whole family was living there
yeah,
with my uncle and aunt at the same time.
Yeah. How big is the house? It's
about about. I think we have 8 bedrooms somehow.
Mm.
Yeah, big size. But I think the funny part is when we. When they start tearing Chinatown, and the apartment we used to live, so we have to leave. So we have to move. So we moved down to Orch Street,
mm-hmm.
120 Orch Street.
Mm-hmm.
And down below there, at that time, it used to be a Southern California poultry,
mm-hmm.
so slaughterhouse for chickens. And we lived upstairs of the family of the whole family, and plus my aunts, almost 20 of us living up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rent we're paying is $12. That's including water and everything else, so
mm-hmm.
that's a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
But during the summertime, they have those chicken fleas up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So every summertime we go to hell, too.
Oh.
But we have to spray the darn thing because
mm-hmm.
as of now, they're forbidden any slaughtering, any livestock and everything in the city. But
mm-hmm.
before that time,
who owned that poultry shop?
Southern California is owned by the Italian families.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So when they start forming, and then Chinatown will start redevelop at that time, it's back in 1937, 36, so that time. So that's where China City was formed. That's
mm-hmm.
where we used to live around then.
Oh, then you moved to China City?
No, we were living then. Before China City, we wouldn't exist.
Uh-huh, okay.
You know, so then after that, we moved up here.
Mm-hmm. Would you please describe a little bit about China City?
Well, China City is very close to Alvera Street.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, China City was born at that thing, I think we called it. It was Lady Sturton.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in charge of that town. But actually, she and the Times at that time was, I think, Harry Chandler, they were very good friends somehow. So they make certain remark on that thing. If you build new place for the Chinese people down there, the outer place, they live usually, custom live next to the railroads or rats and things like that and so forth, and make that certain remark.
Mm-hmm.
So what she wants to do is that actually hold the Chinese next to the Mexican Alvera Street so they could tie them together so she could have a little more power and more income of her own.
Mm-hmm.
Actually a selfish point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our people look at it, then that we cannot grow from there because it's only very limited there. So therefore, get away from there, and then we move all the way up here, because then we, at that time we can find a few block expansion then. But as of now, we're way, way too short. Our hindsight is way behind.
But in China City, what kind of stores they have over there, man?
At that time, I would say China City was kind of cute in a certain way. They built it like a movie scene somehow, you know, a little small dinky store like that, 2x4, mama, papa, maybe 8x8 and that kind of thing, so forth kind of thing. You can never understand anything like that, so no more different from Alberta Street, that kind of thing. So,
is there any restaurant there?
Oh yeah, there's about 2 restaurants at that time, you know, that's the way it was.
Serving Chinese?
Oh yeah, it's all Chinese. Right?
Where most people, they're Chinese or American
all Chinese
visitors?
No, all Chinese, but then, if they go to visit the Alberta Street, they always end up visiting the consumer China City.
Mm-hmm.
See, and then they have China City, we have Chinatown, at that time they divided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So, you then move to Chinatown here, have the restaurant here, and then your family live in North Broadway.
Yeah, that's 4 blocks away from here. Yeah.
4 blocks away from here. Is it mostly restaurant? Most of the stores here are home.
I think we'll say, all individual owned. At that time, we had 1 grocery stores, and then I think about 4 restaurants, and then 8 curio shops or something at that time.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And Chinatown didn't start to grow until after the war.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have that across from Castellot, that's in that North Hill now. And then that was built right after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Do you know all the families on the stores here in the beginning?
We all know each other real well,
mm-hmm.
very well.
Who are they?
There's 2 Su Wu family over here. Well, first now, I got one. At that time, Yi Hong Gui is right in the corner, it's Ji family,
mm-hmm.
Jack Ji's family. And right next to that Tin Hing jewelry store, Mr. Wong, Wallajik. And then after that, Hap Gay is what they do, bean cake, Dao Fu and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
Mm-hmm.
And after that is Doi Doi Wu, that's been Dr. Lim. He's a dentist, he's the first, one of the 2 Chinese dentists, he's one of the dentists. At that time, he opened a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then to us, then Wan Zhen. And then right next to that is Zhang Sao Tong, it's Miu family.
Mm-hmm.
And after that is Su Hu family, in a corner of us.
Mm-hmm. What's the Miu family do?
Miu family, these are curio shops,
antiques
and curio.
Mm-hmm.
And then just so the inner Su Hu, and then the other big building is Choi Fa Lao, the Quan family. Choi Fa Lao, and now they put, and then on the bottom they have the Lui family. The Lui family also is an antique business and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then a coffee shop
mm-hmm.
by the Yi family.
Mm-hmm. Choi Fa Lao is a restaurant.
Yeah, so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that we have that Yi Xing Cheung, that's where the grocery store by the Li Hua Song, Yi Xing Cheung.
Is the one to move
move there. But this is a new owner though. That old man sold the business long before he died. So,
mm-hmm.
so and then the Jack Lee took over there. That's about all the store we have in the beginning in 1938. And after it was opened successfully, and then by 1939,
mm-hmm.
and then the Hong family came in. A lawyer, the first Chinese lawyer in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
He passed the bar in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
It happened, he's a hunchback.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, I think that that time they take a pity on him that he cannot do no labor and so forth, so they let him take law. So he ended up to be a lawyer, as an immigration lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was a pretty good one at that time.
What is name? Full
Hong
name?
Yu Zhong.
Oh, Hong Yu Zhong.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. Wang Xi Hong. He passed away just about near 2 years ago. Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good man. Yeah. And he was my landlord, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean he owns the...
next door, from the next door on. All the building from the alley on all the way down to Broadway, he owned.
Mm-hmm. He still owns the...
Oh, yes, yeah. The family owned it. At that time, when he come up, all his advisors tell him he's crazy because at that time, you move to Chinatown, there's only one purpose for you, Chinese only. If something happened to you, you cannot sell it or nothing else or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When the same way, I remember that after the war, I went to do some remodeling,
mm-hmm.
which we've been banking with Bank of America since my grandfather's day, but there's no way to borrow money from them because they said, Chinese is only good for your Chinese, and there's no one else, so they can't even loan you money on that thing. So it's another one purpose thing that that's excuse to give you. So
mm-hmm.
without money, without enlargement, there's no way that you could go any bigger than what you are. So you just go smaller
mm-hmm.
until 1965
mm-hmm.
before I could the remodeling what I want.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I remodeled that time, I spent about $100,000. Everybody said I was crazy because you see, you never make it back in Chinatown. So
at the beginning, it was a two floors stores here.
Yes, always. Yeah, we've been also having a two floor.
I see. So you said that during those days you had a hard time to borrow money from the bank, but how did you manage to buy the house?
To buy a house, so actually we save it. At that time, it's only, I think the house was less than $2,000. So I think we got $250 down and then $25 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we could afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who owned the building before you bought the house?
You mean the house who owned it?
Right.
Jackie, I can't recall as a family owned it.
It's
a old family, American family. American family owned it at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
at that time, we have streetcars running in front of it and so forth. You know.
Did you have any problem or any of your friends, you know, to purchase a house or something around the Chinatown area? Or?
No. In this area, it used to be nothing but Italian families and Slav people live around here. When the Italian people come settle here, they settle on North Broadway. That's what little Joe, where little Joe is, and the family, and then Alpine, and then college, and so forth. In fact, during my high school day, that I have a lot of schoolmates also Italian, but that's where they live in this area. So
I see. So proportionally, Chinese probably were a minority
this area. Oh yeah, not a lot.
Mm-hmm. And most Chinese were down where?
I think that some of them always stay down at the 9 and San Pedro area.
Mm-hmm.
They live out that area. And mostly around this 20 blocks around North Broadway on from Sunset on here. So that's what's
mm-hmm.
about it. Yeah.
So most customer here were Chinese or non-Chinese?
Non-Chinese.
Mm-hmm. So you have quite good business?
Yes, we have very good business those days. We don't have that kind of trouble that we have. Young kid watching
mm-hmm.
and all those daunting or discrimination part, we don't feel it at that
mm-hmm.
time. And we start deciding even Chinese dinner is the cheapest event. You could have a dinner almost 50 cents, you know, practically. 35 cents for lunch and 50 cents for dinner, so that's pretty damn cheap in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Apple parking, and because the population in Los Angeles is where, maybe a quarter million people or half a million people.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is.
So, did you ever visit the Chinatown down 9th and San Pedro?
Oh, at that time, there's three locations they were fighting when the time in 1935, 36.
Mm-hmm.
One group wanted, well, the originally group where we were, then we all make up our mind that the Santa Fe was supported by the land, so we could build, and so we ready to see something new.
Mm-hmm.
So majority, and then there's a small group there also go down the Spring Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have another group that want to have a Chinatown in San Pedro,
mm-hmm.
where the market are,
mm-hmm.
San Pedro, nice and Olympic and Olympic San Pedro at that time. So they were getting, but finally one out where I think my father's group, the Foresight, is better, so they end up here. So when they first end up here, they used to claim this section is right next to the cemetery, which is one block away from us, actually, where the Capitol High School is. That was originally a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And Chinatown used originally is Consolidate Steel Mill. We used to have a mill over here. So some of the foundation is still exists around the neighborhood because you have to work on it.